So, Neil, we'll take you to have a look around the school tomorrow, and you can see where you're going to be working. You'll probably find it quite different from your school in Britain. I'm guessing, of course, because I've never seen an English middle school.
Actually, the place I work is what we call a secondary school, a comprehensive school. More or less the same as what you call a middle school.
And what's it like?
That's a big question.
Yes, I suppose it is. But what I mean is, is it a good school? What are the facilities like and so on?
It's fairly average school in most ways. It doesn't specialise in anything in particular. We teach the usual range of subjects. The sports department is quite good, and there are reasonable sports facilities. A football pitch, which is used for athletics practice in the summer. Tennis courts, which are used for netball in the winter. And there's a very good gymnasium, or gym as we call it. It's fairly new and has good hot and cold showers and extensive changing rooms. The boys' and girls' changing rooms are separate, of course.
And what about the other teaching facilities, the classrooms and so on?
Well, each department tends to have its own classrooms, so there are special rooms for history, geography and so on. I don't know whether it's the same here, but classes have to move around the school for their lessons. So they go to the science block for science lessons, to the history room for history, the maths room for maths, which means that the corridors are very busy when one lesson ends and the next begins.
Yes, I can imagine. And how many students are there, in fact?
About 750, which is quite small compared with many secondary schools.
You mentioned the science block just now. Is that where all the laboratories are?
Yes, that's right. It's a five-story building with two labs on each floor. There are chemistry labs, physics lab, a biology lab, a cookery room, two art rooms, and two computer labs.
And that's a separate building?
Yes. And there's another separate classroom block too. Five stories, 10 classrooms. Then, apart from the gym, that I already mentioned, everything else is in one main building. It was built in 1913, but it's quite large. A long, thin building with only three floors. The ground floor has very few classrooms because it's mostly taken up by the assembly hall, the dining room and the administrative offices. You know, the head teacher's room, a couple of offices for the head's assistant and secretary, the main staff room, a large storeroom and so on. And, of course, there are various toilets, cloakrooms, etc. There are toilets everywhere, on every floor, in fact.
I see. And do you have school library?
Yes, we do. It's up on the first floor, but to be honest, it's not very good. Quite small, really. Too small for our needs. And there's only one librarian and one library assistant.
And is there a music room? I remember a British friend once told me that her son learned to play the violin at just an ordinary school.
Yes, the pupils in the first 2 years have music lessons. But there isn't a special room. We use the stage of the assembly hall.
Is the stage used for performances and so on?
Yes, we do quite a lot of drama, so there are regular plays, and there are sometimes concerts as well. There are always a lot of hard work for the teachers.
Yes, I know what you mean. And are there any other, let's say, special facilities?
Let me think. No, not really. I've mentioned just about everything. The first floor has the library, as I said, and then lots more classrooms, and the second floor is all classrooms. Oh, and there's also a tiny sick bay up there. I don't think it's used much, though. I mean, we don't have a special medical officer or anything. And I once caught a couple of boys in there smoking.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I suppose all schools have their problems. That's just reminded me of something else, though. On the ground floor, among the administrative offices, there's a sixth form common room, a place where the 17 and 18-year-olds can go at break time. where they can do anything they like, study, listen to music, or whatever. But they are not allowed to smoke. There's also a special little room for the prefects. We have 25 prefects, all students in their final year at school, whose job it is to help the teachers control the younger pupils during the lunch break and at the beginning and end of the school day. I must say, it all seems a million miles away now. I feel I'm talking about another planet.
Well, I'm just wondering how different you are going to find our school. Of course, some things you've described sound quite similar, but there are lots of differences, I'm sure.
Well, that's one of the main reasons I came here to teach. I wanted a change. So, I'm really looking forward to getting to know a new school. So tomorrow will be good. I can see for myself.
Yes, I thought we could go straight there after breakfast. Is that all right with you?